Hey there, Tuesday, June 6th. My name is Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief. Starting with a look at performance yesterday from the major areas that we follow. Pretty quiet day in terms of headline performance. Crude oil was best performing again, up about 60 basis points. I haven't shown that chart in a while. It's really just range bound, chopping around, followed by gold, up about 30 basis points, but that hasn't been the story for gold lately. We'll take a look at that chart as well. S&P 500, just down about 20 basis points, was up throughout the day, just happened to close in the negative. Russell 2000, so small caps, your biggest underperformer, down about 1.3%. We'll take a look at that chart right now. Pulled back in no column of videos yesterday. Again, this is the Russell 2000 small cap representative. I think it's important because you pulled back below the April 2023 highs, as well as the May 2023 highs, which was a range that we've been in for quite some time. So pull back beneath those highs, maybe not the best thing that you would want to see for small caps. Although if you can put in a higher bottom here, get a second consecutive buy signal up here at 1840, that would look really strong for small caps. We talked about the Russell 2000 in our report from yesterday. So when you're on the platform this morning and you log in, hopefully you're watching the morning update video right here. But if otherwise, you go research daily equity market analysis. That's also your landing page. Got the Were You Aware section, and then talking about small caps yesterday. We also highlighted returns from the Russell 2000 when the S&P 500 is coming out of the bear market. We're actually pretty close to that, meaning 20% down, 20% up. So we're pretty close to that 20% up for the S&P 500. So we're seeing how small caps do during that time frame. Good read, Ian did a nice job. As for the S&P 500 chart, I mentioned we're close to that 20% rally off the October bottom. Haven't gotten there officially yet on a closing basis. We did see it on an intraday, but it's important to know this is right around the 4,300 level. That's the August 2022 chart highs. That could be a pretty important test for the index, a pretty difficult test to come by, in all honesty. So you could see some consolidation and chop up here, especially throughout this week. It's a quiet period for the Fed, not a ton of data coming through in terms of corporate earnings or anything like that. So we could hang out here for a little bit, at least for the interim, especially given the run that we've seen as well. I mentioned gold was up yesterday, but on an intraday basis, we saw enough to print another O at 1940. That puts it one box in the second consecutive sell signal. This is a really a long-term, looks like topping pattern for gold. If we really spin this out, zoom this out to a 20-point chart, you can see we've backed off that 2060 level, 2080, almost on command, returned back to a sell signal, and we go back to that default shorter-term view. If you note, if you get a second consecutive sell signal, gold actually tends to trend decently well. So again, these were just single one signal kind of head fakes, but if you see these consecutive signals given, you see a longer downtrend, single head fakes, consecutive signal, you see more of a downtrend. Same in here in early 21. This is important for a couple of reasons. Precious metals, of course, being an area of safety that the market's taken to. Also, in relation to a more economically central commodity like copper, which tends to do a bit better when expectations for the economy are improving. This is still on consecutive sell signals, but note that we've been moving up in X's here. So, a different look than gold. You can also make this chart a little more sensitive. You'll say, Will, you're forcing the chart to tell you something. I say, maybe. But note, back to a buy signal on that intermediate or very short-term scale. So you see copper improving, gold weakening. That's a good sign. Kind of copper-gold ratio. If you're familiar with that, copper outperforming gold is typically a good thing for the economy, a good thing for the market as well. That also coincides with interest rates. We put this chart on Twitter yesterday. This is a chart of TNX, the US Treasury 10-year yield. I've highlighted prior resistance. This is a prior trading range, top of the trading range that the 10-year yield was in, broke out, pulled back early in June, and then yesterday we reversed up, really establishing maybe that prior area of resistance as future support for the US Treasury 10-year yield. And note, rising yields and the copper gold ratio are positively correlated. So it's a bunch of jargon to say that when copper is outperforming gold, you also typically see rates rising or higher. So those two technical developments yesterday really jive nicely together. One thing to note, maybe not as positive, depending on what asset class you're looking at. US dollars had a pretty strong run in the past couple of months. On the default chart, still in the downtrend, still on consecutive sell signal. So longer term downtrend, no change to that. But I just want to highlight again, note this shorter term chart, that quarter point scale. We're on the verge of a third consecutive buy signal. Nice little higher bottom at 103.50. Probably got some good resistance at 105, 105.50. So we could maybe get up to here and see a bit of a slowdown, perhaps. So until that point, international equities could experience a bit of headwind along with commodities. Just an individual name to end with today. Had to mention Apple breaking out to new all-time chart highs yesterday at 184. So we're talking Apple, never been higher in its trading history. Broke to 184 on an intraday basis. Do note though, these little blue dots are where it's closed. So it closed below its all-time highs from January of 2022. So not the strongest close from Apple by any means. It was down almost 1% after the close. But again, on the intraday basis, pretty nice break to see it move to all-time highs. You really probably like to see it finish above all-time highs for a bit more confirmation. It's pretty overbought at this time. So if you're looking for new money here, dollar cost into positions would probably be the preferred route. That's what I had this morning for updates. Thanks for your time. I'll be with you again tomorrow.